Good morning, everyone. Yeah, so my name is Peter, for those who don't know me. And I think we might start with a reading, if that's okay. So the reading comes from Acts 2, chapter 2, and starting in verse 36. And I'm reading from the New King James Version, if you want. Okay. So Acts 2, 36 to 41. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what should we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Okay, so you'll see in a moment the significance of that passage in light of what we're showing today. But just a little bit about me first. So, I've been on the island most of my life. I've just recognised someone. Hello, you're right. I know you from Sainsbury's. I used to work at Sainsbury's. Anyway, I've lived on the island the majority of my life. And from a young age, going to school where I didn't really have many Christian friends at school, even though I went to Christ the King, which was supposed to be a Christian school, I always found it hard and sad that just the vast majority of young people on this island just don't know Jesus, and that troubled me. And then growing up and just continuing to just, as I go walk the streets of Newport and just see, goodness, this generation is so far off God. You can just see it. And so then basically what happened is I did some missionary work. I've just finished university. I've done a little bit of youth work here and there. And I just really felt I wanted to do youth work. And then the churches in Newport decided that they wanted to basically have a project called the Newport Youth Project. It's where they reach the youth in Newport. So they have another project in Ryde and Freshwater. And they wanted one in Newport, which makes sense. So here I am. But a little bit of statistics before I start is that on the Isle of Wight, obviously, there's about 140,000 to 150,000 people. And then in Newport, you've got between 25,000 and 30,000. And within the age bracket of 0 and 9 in Newport, there's about 3,000 0 to 9-year-olds in Newport, about 3,000. Between the ages of 10 to 19, which is the age group I'm looking at, is 3,000. And between the ages of 20 to 30, there's 3,000, which makes it quite easy to look at. But, we're concerned with the 10 to 19-year-olds, the youth. And within the 10 to 19 age bracket, which is 3,000 of those young people in Newport, does anyone want to make any guesses how many roughly are Christians amongst those 3,000 in Newport? Does anyone want to put their hand up and guess? 1%. You're bang on. Yeah, 1%. So about 30 to 50 out of 3,000. So I'll let that sink in. 30 out of 3,000. That's 1%. So 99% of young people in this town are not Christians. 99%. That's almost all of them. So I'm hoping you're beginning to see the need for this project. There's a tremendous need. And so I was kind of reminded of this parable that something that Jesus did. And basically, Peter had been fishing all night. And you might be familiar with this one, where Peter's been fishing all night and he hasn't caught anything. And then Jesus says, why don't you throw your net over the other side? And then Peter's thinking, yeah, but we've been fishing all night. Like, kind of, we've already done that. But he says, because you say so, I will. And I think the whole thing of, yeah, but we've already done that, we've already been fishing all night, is a bit of a metaphor for maybe the way we see youth work in this town, maybe. It might be like, well, hang on, we've been doing a lot of work with Youth for Christ, haven't we? Like,
And I think this church is aware of that, because obviously it's in the building, this building, Youth for Christ, and in the homesteads. So it's like, hang on, we've been fishing all night. How come there's only 1% that are Christians? Why is that? But Jesus, he doesn't answer that. He just says, throw the net over the other side. And then Peter's like, okay, then, and he does it. And obviously he's shocked by all the fish. So much so that the nets are breaking, because there's so many fish. And so the church in Newport wanted to do the Newport Youth Project as a step of obedience to God. Okay, we'll throw the net over the other side again. We'll try it again. And we're believing for this, which isn't my thing. It's not nothing to do with me. It's God's thing. This is God's idea, we believe. And we believe this will bring many, many young people to Jesus. In fact, the aim is to bring all of the young people, all of the 3,000. And so the problem was the nets were breaking. And at the moment, if 100 young people, say, out of the 3,000, were to come through these doors, or any church in Newport at the moment, the nets would break, meaning that we wouldn't be able to hold the catch because we've got nothing in place, like the nets aren't sufficient at the moment. Meaning, like, a lot of churches in Newport don't have the youth work in the church to facilitate what we're praying for. Like, we're praying, oh God, please reach these young people. We want thousands to come to you. But if God was to answer that prayer right now, they'd probably come in and then probably go out again when they realize there's nothing for them. And so I know that's a little bit hard hitting, but I heard this story once of, there was this lady and she was praying for a fridge. She really needed a fridge. And she said to the pastor, I've been praying for this fridge, but I haven't been getting a fridge. And the pastor said, do you have space in your kitchen for a fridge? She was like, no. And he was like, oh, well, I thought you were praying for a fridge. She's like, I am. He's like, well, what's the point for praying for something if you haven't got space for it? She was like, oh, okay. So she went away and made space for this fridge and then kept praying. And then there was a knock at the door. And then it was a guy with a fridge. And he said, I've come to give you a fridge. And the moral of the story is that we have to make space for what we're praying for. So if we're praying for young people to come to Jesus, we have to have something in place. We have to prepare the nets. Is this all kind of making sense so far? And so the dream is to have something in place for every young person of every age in Newport, so all the way from 10 to 19. Children's ministry is slightly different, like kettle of fish. Excuse the pun. And then there has to be something for every stage as well. So say, for argument's sake, you've got a girl that's 15 and she's a non-Christian, but she wants to go to, say, a youth alpha, you know, something like that, an alpha group. There has to be something in place for her, like a completely start-off point. But then there also has to be something for the 13-year-old boy that's really serious about God. So there has to be something for every age and stage. So now I can't do that because I do 20 hours a week. I can't do all of that. That's too much to ask. But what I can do is kind of facilitate and delegate and do what I can. And the reason we read the passage about 3,000 souls being added in a day was because, hopefully you're seeing where I'm going with this, there are 3,000 young people in Newport we're trying to reach. And God encouraged me with this verse, that 3,000 were saved on the day of Pentecost. And it was like, wow, it's the same statistic. It was just encouraging. And it was like, I felt God say, I've done it before in a day. And so there's three parts of this project. There's prayer, outreach, and discipleship. All are really important. But you would have thought, if you want to reach this 3,000 people, you would just go after the 99% straight away that don't know Jesus. But actually, someone said to me the other day, actually, Peter, I think you should start with the 1%. You should start actually with the 1%. And I was thinking, that doesn't make sense. But then I went away and prayed about it. And actually, it's a bit like the parable of the sheep, when the one is lost. You know, remember that one? With the 99 that are there, but the one that's lost, and he leaves the 99 to go after the one. And it's like, if we're concentrating on the 1% that are Christians and really make sure there's something in place for them, then our nets will be kind of prepared and we've kind of got a good foundation to then go and reach the 99. In fact, the 1% can help with that process. So that's the vision. That's what we want to see. But the current action is to start this project. I had to, just because I started at the beginning of January, it was just to kind of see what already happens. And so I work along with YFC, so So I was kind of getting involved with the cluster group, Catalyst, which meets here, and the weekend away. And it was kind of getting to know the young people. That was a really important part of this, because it's quite relational. You have to actually get to know the young people. So it's been a privilege over the last couple of months to just kind of get to know them and join the groups that already exist. And one of the things they do, you're probably aware of this, is going into Christ the King College. And so they have two lunch clubs a week, and so I was going in there and just getting to know these young people, and then joining the Rock Solid, which I've got some. If anyone knows any, so school years 4 to 7, if anyone knows any young people at that age group, I'd really encourage you to take one of these and give it to them. This is a Rock Solid thing, which is kind of. So we have about, if everyone comes, maybe 22 young people which turn up on a Tuesday, which is quite good. And we always share something about Jesus, and we have games. But yeah, so this is kind of the younger age bracket. But if you're interested in, if you've got a young person that might be interested in that, please do take one. I'll leave them over here. And then another thing is anyone aware of Revive? Revive, yep. And so the living room is the same building. If anyone knows the living room, it's next to Castlehold. And so I've been working there with Pete Luther with the Revive work, and we're doing some outreach. And I must say, the young people there are very different to the Christian young people. So they have a Newport Youth Cafe, and it's like a drop-in center, so any young person can come along. And these guys do not know Jesus, and they're... is very, very raw. I mean, there's an awful lot of swearing. It's very intense. And so it's kind of, every time I go, it's like a wake-up call. This is what young people are like these days, and they need Jesus, and they're lost, and this is a real thing. So that's kind of getting involved with what already exists. And then there's stuff that in the last couple of months we've just initiated. And one of the first ones was the need for, because there's a lot of groups where we just play games and stuff, but there needs to be a group where we're really going further in our faith. And actually they're getting discipled really, like, further, and like young leaders actually emerging. And so we set up this group the other day called the SAS group, which stands for Saved and Surrendered. It was supposed to mimic, obviously, the SAS. And it was like the whole idea of going further. And these young people, which we're kind of trying to raise up, are going to lead things. And so the other young people will see these young people that are leading things. And be like, oh, wow, okay, they're taking their faith really seriously. I want to do that too. And so we want to create role models out of these young people. Another thing is the young people that we've been meeting at Christ the King, we're going to invite them to the homestead to do Youth Alpha on a Tuesday. And a lot of young people are interested in that already, so that's exciting. I think sometimes when we want to know how to reach the young people, and we almost kind of presume, and I presumed, that I know what goes on in a young person's head. But actually we don't, not really. And we might be a little bit out of touch with what young people actually believe. And I wanted to know what young people believe about God, Jesus, Christians, Christianity, and the church. So I created this questionnaire, and it's got all these questions on, about 15 questions about those following topics. And what we've begun to do is, and what we're trying to do, is to get one of these to every single young person in Newport. So every single secondary school in sixth form, they're going to fill this out. So we're going to get thousands of responses. And then once I find out what they think of Christianity and all these different things, and they're very strategic questions, I'm going to feed this information back to the church, and I'm going to say, all the church to Newport, and I'm going to say, this is what the young people actually think of us. This is what they think. Because I've asked, like, one of the questions is, which church to Newport are you aware of? Would you think of the church to Newport? If you got to say one thing to all the churches in Newport, what would you say? Those sorts of questions. And then also questions such as, do you think you're a good person? Like, who do you think Jesus was? All this sort of stuff. So quite interesting questions. Just to get a flavour of where they're at, and then we can really pitch whatever it is based on the research, if that makes sense. So that's that. And then, so there's the questionnaire. Started a bit of social media. Another one is a WhatsApp group of all the youth leaders in Newport. So we've brought them all together into one WhatsApp group, and to say, let's kind of work together, because it's a lot better to work together than just working by ourselves. So we've been praying together once a week and sharing updates and stuff. And two things that have been exciting lately is that we've done some prayer walks, and as we've been doing that, a place that really was kind of gripping my heart was the Island Sixth Form, which used to be Node Hill. We're aware of this one. And so this is a sixth form. And as we were walking, we really felt like God really wants to move in this place. And then randomly I met up with this lady who I knew did work there. And she just said, "Oh, I've started a Christian union there. Would you like to help?" And I was like, "Oh, wow." And it was literally a real God moment. And so I went in for the first time last week and prayed with another Christian staff. And we've talked to the head teacher, another head teacher in Christ the King. So we're talking to the head teachers as well. And they're like, "Do whatever you want." So there's open doors all over the place. And then another open door is anyone aware of the Island Learning Center? Does anyone know what that is? So basically what it is if young people are kind of kicked out of school, they'll go there. It's in Honey Hill. And recently, out of nowhere, it seems, these young people have been asking all these questions about God. And so much so that the head teacher, and then suddenly all these Christian teachers suddenly said, "Oh yeah, we're Christians and we'll try to answer your questions." But it was so much so, these young people who were kicked out of school, asking so many questions about God, just out of the blue, that the head teacher said, "Oh, we need to get someone in to answer your questions about God." And so the lady, that one of the Christians there, has asked me if I'll go in and answer their questions about God. And it's just like stuff like this, it's just coming out of the blue. And the reason it's happening is because people are praying. One more encouragement. Did anyone go to the One Body Worship event at all? Anyone go to that? Okay, yeah. And so that was last week at True Vine. It was like an all-island worship event, and it was fantastic. But there was a young person there I saw, and I was thinking, I don't recognize him, with his girlfriend. And I said to him, like, you know, "Where do you come from?" and stuff. And he said, "I come from Ryde." And I said, "So how long have you been a Christian?" And this startled me when he said this. He said that he was just going to a normal school in Ryde, a sixth form in Ryde, and he had really bad mental health, he said. So he had all these horrible thoughts. And then one day he just said, "God, if you're there, please show yourself to me." And suddenly he felt a voice in his head and he said, "I love you, you know, I've got a good plan for your life." And he knew it was God. And so as a result of that, he gave his life to Jesus. And then he led his girlfriend to Jesus, and now they want to come to church, and he's just completely unashamed of Jesus now. And it's like, wow, that just came out of nowhere. And that's not the only story like that. There's been a few of those, and it's seeming that God really is moving. You know, he is always moving, but it seems that he just loves the young people, and he has a real heart for them. And God's heart breaks for the young people, and I want our hearts to break. He wants our hearts to break for the young people, because he loves them, and he wants to reach them. And so looking forward, just some future steps. I talked about the Rock Solid. Our aim is to have a younger Rock Solid and an older Rock Solid. So again, we're meeting every age and every stage. And there needs to be more volunteers, obviously, more funding as this continues, more paid youth workers. And the wonderful thing is that once all these groups are in place, the nets are prepared, then we can do outreach, and then there's actually something to invite people to. So then if, say, on the street, a young man gave his life to Jesus, we could say, "Great, you can come into this group, or you could go in this group." But at the moment, we're not ready for that. So, yeah. So that's that. And then also we want to have this youth project, the one that's in Ryde, the one that's in Freshwater, the one that's here, to be in every town of the Isle of Wight. Wouldn't that be amazing if there was one in every single town of the Isle of Wight, and every single, maybe, village? That'd be incredible. It's good to dream big. But the thing is that outreach can't just wait. It can't just wait until we're ready. And prayer can't wait either. Discipleship is the priority, but prayer and outreach can't wait. So now, if I was to ask one thing of you as a church, I'm not asking you all to be youth workers, because as I said, I can't do this project by myself, but I'm not asking you all to be youth workers. I'm not asking that. If anyone does have a heart for young people, and you want to get involved, you want to be on the WhatsApp group or something, please do talk to me afterwards. But what do you think might be the one thing I might be asking of this church? Prayer. Yes, prayer. And that is something we can all do, and I feel that that's the least we can do, to be honest. I'm not asking for your money. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking that you'd pray. And that's something we can all do, and something I hope you want to do, for the young people of this island and this town. And so I really felt God say that actually preparation, which is in the stage we're still in, because remember, this has only been going 2 months, Preparation starts with prayer. That's what I felt God say. And actually, we want to see, obviously, an army of young people emerge. But I felt God say, in order for that to happen, there has to first be another army. And that's the army of the church praying. And so if, because I've been to four churches so far, and all of them hopefully are praying, and there's five more that I'm going to speak to, but I haven't just said, please pray, and then everyone's forgot about it after 1 week. We've come up with something, and that's prayer bookmarks. So hopefully this will remind everyone to pray, because I know what it's like. You know, you can easily forget to pray about something. And so, just quickly, next, does anyone know about the Pray the White event? So this is next Friday at the Methodist Church in Key Street. There's something called Pray the White, and churches from all around the island are coming together. It's, I believe it's 7:30 next Friday at the Methodist Church, and they're going to be really praying for the young people. So if you could make that, that would be fantastic. But in the meantime, we've got this prayer bookmark here, and so the idea is you just put it in the book you read most, so hopefully that's the Bible, but it might be a murder mystery, I don't know. And so, actually, would there be any chance I might be able to have a volunteer to help me hand these out right now, if that's okay? Would there be any chance I could have someone? Thank you, Julia. Oh, thank you. So everyone's going to receive one of these, and I'll just quickly read out what it actually says on here. So it says, there's some prayer points, and it says, every young person in Newport would hear about Jesus and receive him, but excuse the spelling on receive. God would soften hard hearts, give eyes to see and ears to hear him. Christian young people would have a new hunger and passion for God. New friendships would be formed, unity in church youth. Young leaders to emerge, and all the youth would step into their calling. And then it says at the bottom, I commit to pray daily for the Newport youth. And on the back it says, what else can I do for the Newport youth? Because there might be something else you could do. So yeah, thank you for listening. I think it would just be wonderful if the 500 members of the Newport Church in Newport are all praying for the same thing. I don't believe nothing will happen as a result of that. So thank you for praying daily. And I can't say thank you enough, and I believe it's going to really change things. So, thank you.
Yeah.